WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, something we're watching with anticipation going into the weekend. A U.S. expert panel has endorsed Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine, meaning the FDA's decision on the shot is imminent. The option from the Jersey-based drug maker called a game-changer in the fight against the coronavirus by Governor Murphy. Updates all weekend at NJ1015.com. New Jersey's COVID-19 vaccine call center is now making appointments, but it's limited. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says training continues, and there's currently only 80 operators that have been fully trained to make appointments, a number she says will increase over the coming weeks.
They're expanding the number of vaccine sites that they can schedule for and are especially focused on contacting those over 75 that are pre-registered in the vaccination system.
The call center stopped making appointments a few weeks ago after a slew of problems, including double bookings, that led to some appointments having to be canceled. Homicide in Woodbridge. Police responded just after midnight this morning to an address in the Avenel section to find a 60-year-old man with a stab wound. He died at the scene. An investigation by county prosecutors revealed he was the live-in boyfriend of a 59-year-old resident who was arrested. She was charged with the murder, and she's currently held in county jail. A young Brooklawn man admits coordinating a plot by The Base, a neo-Nazi group, to vandalize synagogues in Michigan and Wisconsin. Just at the tip of the iceberg of damage, Richard Tobin now says the group was aiming for. The 19-year-old reports he has since undergone mental health treatment. He remains under house arrest. Discovering New Jersey. Once a month, we are profiling some of the things you may not know about the Garden State. Partnered with the Associated Humane Societies, the Popcorn Park Animal Refuge in Ocean County is dedicated to educating its visitors about each species' unique story and the resilience of the animals in its care. Director John Bergman says the park and the shelter work hand in hand.
People do ask sometimes, like, what do you want people to come away from here with when they come here and stuff? We want them, I've always thought that if they leave here with more compassion for animals than they came in with, we've achieved our goal.
The stories of these animals nursed back to health after back problems, malnourishment, parasites are what keep people coming in and coming back. Do you have something else for us to discover about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, NJ1015.com. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to NJ1015.com/podcast. Breaking out our umbrellas for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Jersey Radio.
I heard this subject and I had a call.
New Jersey 101.5.
I'm 6:05 now. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Things are getting better in Fairfield on the eastbound side of Route 80 near exit 52. An accident's been cleared out of the way. There's still some slowdowns in Riverdale on 287 north between exit 53 and 55. Fire truck sitting in the right lane. There was an earlier debris fire underneath the roadway near the tracks. That's again on 287 north in Riverdale. 206 is still closed in the Newton Andover vicinity. Tractor-trailer car collision. Follow-up investigation goes on. 22 east in Reddington should improve. A crash by Mountain Avenue is cleared. And the park Express lanes north just beyond Cheesequake Park. There's a stall in the right lane. Watch out for that. Stay with the local lanes on the Parkway South. A little bit slow coming in towards exit 82 and Tom's River. We still have some power problems causing delays on path between Hoboken and 33rd and Hoboken World Trade. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. So 42 is still cramped with delays coming off the Walt Whitman Bridge, 676 onto 42 and all the way down to Creek Road from an earlier accident. And then we have Black Horse Pike southbound slow in that Gloucester Township area and 130 around the neck of the woods as well. Vineland has Landis Avenue busy both ways at East-West Boulevard with an incident. And Mays Landing 40 eastbound is all backed up right by Route 50 and Harding Highway. 195 in Hamilton eastbound is still slow off of 295 and in towards South Broad Street exit 2, where we had two accidents. The second one is on the shoulder right now. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 470 points. New Jersey 101.5 news time 6:07.
Waking up New Jersey, weekday mornings at 5. First news with Eric Scott.
News time 6:09 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Umbrellas at the ready as we head into this final weekend of February. It is a generally wet forecast for the weekend, but I still think you'll find pockets of dry weather to enjoy some fresh air along the way. Increasing clouds tonight with showers arriving eventually late this evening. Lows fall into the mid-30s, and it's going to be mainly rain here. The exception is northwestern New Jersey, where we'll see some snow tomorrow morning, maybe even up to an inch of accumulation there. Again, for most of the state, just liquid rainfall. Looks to be from morning through midday tomorrow before we dry out in the afternoon. It will be mild tomorrow, with highs ranging from the mid-40s in North Jersey to the mid-50s in South Jersey. More rain likely throughout the daytime hours on Sunday, with highs settling in the upper 40s. And then on Monday morning, we'll see one final round of rain showers, with highs around 50, then turning windy and colder into Monday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson, 40 degrees. Camden, 46. Berkeley Heights, 47. New Jersey, 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. New Jersey.